So the common teaching on that is that these bodies are designed to heal. Cut yourself, it heals. When there's emotional trauma or limiting belief systems or stuck energy, the body doesn't go about its business of healing as well. So tapping doesn't actually create the healing per se, although it can look that way. It just moves whatever would slow healing down. Now, at the same time, in full disclosure, and it actually happened, I was presenting at a group, a theosophical group, and the woman who set it up, she had tripped that day and her ankle was all big swollen. And I said, well, here, I'll demo on you. And the swelling went down in front of us. And a friend of mine who actually drove in for it, she called me and she goes, you know, I know you, I love you, I know your integrity, and I know what I saw, but I don't believe it. I'm like, okay. I mean, like, what are you going to say to that? Thanks for telling me? I don't know.
What type group is that?
Theosophical.
Theosophical.
They meet, that one was Tracy G. Center. I've been a couple times and presented there. So you literally can see results like that. I once tapped with a man on a memory of him riding his bicycle for the first time. He was, you know, probably my age, 50s, 40s, 50s, maybe older. And we did this memory over and over and over, and it completely cleared up for him some kind of irritable bowel syndrome. Right? And it was like he was 7 riding a bike. Like, you don't know how that connects. But it's not literally that the memory created it. It was just something in the way of his body healing. And then sometimes, you know, quite often, actually, I enjoy it and I always say thank you more of that. People will come and they're like, oh my gosh, this is the miracle. And I'm like, yeah, well, I can't get all the credit. It's cumulative. It's every prayer, every book you've read, everything you've intended, it's everything you've done. And sometimes I have the pleasure of being the icing on the cake. But it's really cumulative. And so tapping in and of itself is not really a healing modality, but it does release stuck energy and then the body itself, right? And so when you use the term healer, nobody can heal you, right? Healing is very private between you and your higher consciousness, your divine self, your creator. But a really talented, skilled healer, whether it's tapping or energy work or animal communication or prediction or channeling, can hold a frequency that's closer to truth so that your physical body or your mental body or your emotional body can align to it. So, and that's why a charismatic speaker can hold a frequency where if you're listening to them, you feel more hopeful, more smarter, more capable, because you can align to their frequency. And if you're around somebody who's very, very skilled at being grumpy pants, you can align to that frequency if you're not monitoring your own, right? So tapping's like that. It's just working with the energy field, but then it's your own body's business of how it feels. Make sense?
How can you not align to the grumpy pants?
You become skilled through practice, managing your own energy and the belief that nobody is responsible for how you feel except yourself. You speak it, you think it, you practice it, you do it even when you don't believe it, and one day it'll be how you live. Right? You have to give up victim consciousness. Tricky one.
You have to do what?
Give up victim consciousness. Right? And we're just basically taught that we're responsible for how others feel and act. And so we have this perception that they're responsible for how we feel and act. And it isn't true when you develop the skill to manage yourself. Even money. You know, money, lack of money, increase in money, ebb and flow of money, it does not have permission to make you afraid. That's your business to manage your emotions. Until you practice it, right? So it's just the focus. How much are you willing to invest in practicing? And buy some happy pants. I have happy pants. I have yellow pants. You have yellow pants. You have happy pants.
I have happy pants.
Yes,
I
love
happy pants.
Yes,
I love happy pants. Where's Rocky Dance?
And it's funny, my kids, when they were younger, probably still today, if we'd be in a store or a restaurant and they'd see somebody being all grumpy, they'd be like, Mom, look, stinky energy, do something. Be like, okay, it's not really our business, but okay. And then I just would open my heart and be loving and bless them and enjoy them and forgive myself for having acted just like that at some point in my life. And usually they would either leave or change, or somebody would laugh, or yeah. So you can either join into the grumpy pants, or you can entrain higher, and the grumpy pants will either get unusually quiet, leave, or shift. It's just who can hold the frequency longer. Mm. Apparently, grumpy pants is winning.
Sometimes.
Right? But now that I've challenged you with that,
not all the time.
I bet you're going to win more often.
Oh, I am.
Right? And it's not a manipulation, it's an invitation.
It is. A kindness, a lovingness.
Yeah. And the trickiest part, are you ready? Zero attachment to the outcome. The minute you need it, want it, have to see it, gotta get it, guess what?
You're controlling it.
You lost it. Because love doesn't do that. Love doesn't do that at all.